This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks. While we're busy looking at the Durham investigation and the illegal spying on Trump that we told you was going on, this was happening to us 5 years ago, 4 years ago, that's big. The Pfizer coming out and just hiding in plain view. Oh, yeah, we actually create synthetic viruses in the lab. We made COVID-19. We made our own version of it. Totally illegal. They just admit it. To just this, I didn't even get to. In reversal, FDA puts brakes on COVID shots for kids. The whole house of cards is coming down. And that's only the tip of the iceberg. This is mind-blowing. Bill Maher comes out and says, Trudeau is acting and sounding like Hitler. This isn't a liberal conservative thing, folks. It's a self-preservation thing. When people finally get, do I really want to live in a surveillance state? Do I really want Big Pharma to be able to put in my body whatever they want? Do I really want Google and Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and all of them to ban being able to go visit mainline medical sites that talk about vitamin C and vitamin D helping you? They want you hopeless. They want you under their control, as the Facebook documents that came out years ago showed. Hopeless and alone. So they can exploit you. But you exploit people and it blows back on you. You don't want to build a world like that. So crazy. So I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. I wasn't going to be here today. I was excited Jason Burmes was going to host the first 2 hours. Owen takes over Sunday Live. But this was so big, all this coming out, I had to be here. But while we're busy watching all this, the Russians evacuating their embassy is the biggest deal. And then NATO's pouring troops in, pouring weapons in. I'm not saying the Russians are perfect either, but our media doesn't talk about how the Russians say, stop pouring troops onto our border. So they put more troops on their border, and then the West goes, oh, my God, you're about to attack us. Last time I checked, Russia's not attacking anybody except al-Qaeda and worked with their own military to get rid of them in Syria. Something good that happened that Trump did and that Russia did. So this is just crazy. And them saying that Russia's going to stage a false flag, the globalists have a lot bigger history of doing that. I'm saying anything's possible, but we're on the eve of a major escalation from a proxy war and a what do they call it? They've got a term for it here, where they call it a hybrid war. Well, it's all, what do you think a proxy war is? Of course, a hybrid war has been going since before 2014. Because the Ukrainian government started trying to take the Russian-held areas that Russians had for 1,000 years. So all of this is very, very serious. Separately, I got to make a correction. When I get stuff wrong, I make a correction. And I didn't really get it super wrong. I just went off the news yesterday during the Saturday show, hadn't talked to Joe. And it said, oh, he's not speaking at UFC, not doing the commentating at UFC 271 because Disney controls it. I didn't let him. Dana White came out, and Joe's also said that's pure bull. He's just busy taking care of stuff in his comedy shows and his podcast. He decided not to go host that. They'd have him host every one of them if he wanted to. He's a busy guy. And so Joe decided not to host that. And we had reported what the national news had said, and so we got something wrong by going off the national news as a source. So the good news is he was not canceled off of the UFC. So that is some positive news on that front. And then I've got this. We're going to cover this tomorrow. I mean, there's so much news here. World Economic Forum, insane pro-CRT propaganda, draws sharp rebuke. Who do you think's running all the CRT crap, that America and Europe's evil and racist and white people are bad? The Davos Group and the Communist Chinese, because they're undermining former Western free countries because our free systems challenge their authoritarian systems and make them look bad, and the globalists are wrapping their agenda in blackface, saying, accept our New World Order, accept our open borders, accept our carbon taxes, accept our universal basic incomes, or you're a racist. And people have to reject this and see through it. The corporate media, allied with the big banks, is using race as their cover, and it's disgusting. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Tomorrow marks the day of the end of 25% off of storable food, ready to ship to you right now at InfoWarsStore.com and PrepareWithAlex.com. And X3, the incredible Deep Earth Tri-Iodine, is back in stock, 50% off. Jason Burmes takes over. Stay with us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey everybody, Jason Burmes here, and I am so happy to be with you guys on this Super Bowl Sunday, the bread and circus day that America treats like a religious experience, and hopefully you're buckled in for some hardcore information. Because what we're going to be talking about today is actually going to be a microcosm for what you're seeing with the gaslighting and the lying and the no, of Leslie to Donald Trump. I had actually played that clip probably about 20-plus times on my program. It became a running joke because the information that Alex just went over, although it has now been thoroughly vindicated, was out there and obvious. And again, she was just saying no to reality. And we've seen that on a massive level over the last 2 years. But what we're going to be focusing on is actually a story that I started doing probably about 3 years ago, a little bit over 3 years ago, that still has not made its way into the mainstream. And it's actually going to kind of coincide with Joe Rogan and Disney. And although I'm very happy to hear that, for instance, Joe Rogan was not canceled by Disney. I do want to point out, because I am an MMA fan and I was looking forward to Rogan, I did follow this. And even last night at the presser, Dana White actually said, bullshiz on the scheduling conflict. So, you know, to be told. But let me say this about Disney, okay? The magical mouse himself. There he is, huh? When you wish upon a star. Kind of wonder what that star is these days. I mean, what kind of star are we talking about? Mickey, a pentacle, pentagram? I don't know. But they sure seem to be at the forefront of inverting reality via mainstream media. It's well beyond cartoons at this point. And a plethora of people have done video after video after video of the trauma many Disney kids have taken after the fact, becoming big stars. A Britney Spears, right? Meanwhile, having these really traumatic events happen to them. But that's, again, just a microcosm for what we're going to talk about. Disney is also a Leviathan, all right? It owns so many properties now, such as the Star Wars property, beloved as a child, the Simpsons property, beloved as a child. That's gotten more and more and more what? Censored, edited, and bending the knee to the mob. They took Apu off that program. Now, as somebody who watches that show and loves that show, I don't understand the negative impact of a man who owned his own business, was one of the more three-dimensional characters out of the gates, was a good friend to Homer, helped enlighten his life, got married, had a bunch of children, took care of them? I mean, bad. We can't have that. That's real diversity. Nope, we're going to cancel that. And that's the whole thing. Disney is not about family entertainment. It's about money, 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 control, 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 and a narrative pushed. And now with Disney and ESPN and others out there kind of acting as this pseudo-techno-fascist arm of censorship, you're seeing it with Twitter and Google. You saw it with Roseanne Barr, for instance. It's not about how much money entertainment can make, okay? No, no, no. It's about the narrative at the end and bending the knee. Although sometimes you decide what you're going to actually be outraged about. It's called manufactured outrage, selective enforcement. And the very truth of the matter is that Disney also owns another property, okay? And that property happens to be ESPN. That's why we're talking about it, okay? And ESPN and Disney have done their best, okay, to manage information about a guy named Conor McGregor. So much so that 3 years ago, this is McGregor being presented as a family man, okay? Oh, he's a family man with his young son at the Super Bowl. And when this happened, I was very upset. I did a whole video about it. And the reason I did a video about it is what I'm going to present to you through this video is disturbing information. It's stuff I'd rather not go over. I'm a huge fan of MMA. In fact, I actually call pro fights not only with people like Jens Pulver, who are pioneers of the sport, okay, but Pat Miletich, UFC Hall of Famer and UFC Hall of Fame coach. By the way, going to be calling three of those fights coming up in March live. You can get the pay-per-view, but I encourage you to come to the Quad Cities, Iowa, and check them out in person. That's how much I love the sport, okay? But the fact of the matter is that they have been covering up information that is publicly available that suggests I'm going to be very careful about everything I show and read to you today, okay? That Conor McGregor is a violent, brutal, serial rapist. And right now, he still has at least one case in civil court that, in my opinion, when you see the evidence that I am going to present to you, should have absolutely been tried in a criminal court. And then you say to me, well, Jason, why wasn't it tried in a criminal court? Well, as the media in Ireland, number one, was not even allowed to name McGregor as a suspect, and they had to constantly refer to him as an Irish sports star. In fact, this news actually came out via the New York Times many, many months after I was reporting on it, and the details of which were hidden from the public. When you read this article, Shock Stats, okay, Shock Stats, in Ireland, I want people to perceive this, only 8% of reported rapes result in convictions, figures reveal. That's a wow. That's a wow. And we're going to go deep on this one incident that occurred allegedly in December of 2018, but that's not even where we're going to start, because when I said serial, I meant it. There are so many other allegations and even arrests which did not result in convictions of this type of behavior. I want you to right now look to your mother, your wife, your sister, your nieces, your daughter, and ask yourself if in fact this is true and he is being promoted by Disney, of all people, why is it not in the public arena? Why don't you know about it? Why is he in Reebok commercials as a toy for children in a playroom being promoted as a family man? Well, folks, it is because, again, we live in an inverted reality, and the fact of the matter is, Disney does like profits. They're not really concerned about morality. Again, we talked about all those childhood stars. No. Conor McGregor, who is not even a winner at this point, is the biggest financial draw they have. And what Conor McGregor gets reported that he actually earns is a fraction of what Disney is actually earning on the back of that persona, that image, that Bernaysian prop up. Okay, the Notorious.
Oh, boy!
So it's not about love. It's not about family. It's not about togetherness and life lessons. That's not what Disney's about, okay? It's about profits, control, narrative management, and so much more. And in this case, we are going to show you guys some not only disturbing evidence of what I've talked about, but a disturbing behavior from McGregor of doing these things over a long period of time. Folks, support InfoWars.com and go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get your DVDs, get your supplements, or just make that donation today for a media organization that empowers people.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Back here in the second hour of the Sunday show of Alex Jones. And Alex was on fire today, folks, on fire. I was so happy to see him play that clip of media lying to you and straight-faced lying. This story is, again, showing you how the media is controlled not only on a national level when you're talking about the deep state and elections, but on a corporate level as well. These are narratives that empower people to, again, control our lives on a mass level. And some of that is through entertainment and, of course, sports. Today's the day to focus on that. So where do we leave off? We looked at this statistic that in Ireland, only 8% of reported rapes result in convictions. Now, number one, we already know through numerous studies that women who are sexually assaulted, a lot of the time, in fact, in a majority of cases, don't even report it out of shame. And then you're going to tell me that you're going to get less than 1 in 10 in convictions? I mean, in Ireland, it said, you had one of the members of Parliament, again, without having to name the gentleman, referring to him as an Irish sports star, going around, let's just say, assaulting with impunity. And before, again, we even get to the 2018 incident that is repugnant and beyond reproach, okay, I want to show you and make sure that you understand this woman wasn't in it for the money. She was a family friend by many of the media accounts, and she was offered over $1 million+, but rejected it in hopes of getting the criminal trial, which she already knew had about an 8% chance of success. Just let that sink in for a moment. So let's move on to some of the other things McGregor was arrested for and got off for. Okay, let's start here. He did not get charged in 2020 over allegedly cornering a woman who was married, okay, in a bathroom while he was in town for a in France, Corsica, for some kind of a charity event. I think it was the Princess of Monaco was running that. So he was in a bar and he took his security, allegedly cornered a woman, decided he was going to whip out his Johnny Mandangle. Okay, and basically say, here you go. Arrested for that, not charged. Okay, that's a 2020 incident. Okay, McGregor and his entourage accused of forcing a nightclub bottle service into a car. Okay, and they say his entourage, no, he was with them. You read the article. After a booze-fueled evening. Now, Charlie Ward claims he just made out with the girl consensually. But this was an incident, I believe, in 2016, perhaps 17, maybe 2017. This was one in California. There it is. December of 2016, California. Okay. We got a couple incidents here. Let's continue. Okay. So this happened about, I believe, 6 months, actually a little bit longer because it was October, so almost 10 months after the 2018 incident where he was alleged to, where they investigated him for, dragging a woman into a car outside of a bar and forcing, we'll just say oral. Okay? Again, not a serial baber. Wait till you see the evidence for the 2018 incident and how it's been managed, because that's where we're going to go. So right now, pinned at Jason Burmis, if you want to follow me on Twitter, there's a video on top But instead of the video, we're going to go article by article to understand I had nothing to do with this reporting. But at the end of the day, when you look at the evidence, not only does it contain all of these articles and media reports, but actually leaked WhatsApp messages between journalists behind the scenes that had access to police sources. Okay? So this first one right here, okay, it is Iris Central. Woman too afraid to give statement on alleged you-know-what by Irish sports star. Okay? Now, I want you to think about this for a moment. Later on, when we read these messages, this person actually showed up, according to these reporters, to the police station with his lawyers, saying it was consensual then. But she was so scared, as we're going to show you, for weeks on end after it happened, because it was so brutal, that she didn't name him. Again, does this sound like somebody who was in it for a payday? Let me read what it said. The quote is, at the end of the day, there is no doubt that this young lady suffered a horrendous ordeal. The examinations and all of the evidence, all of it, which is going to include eyewitness accounts of the evening, CCTV camera footage, and people actually being in the room as it began to take place. Okay, and forensics. Okay, all of the evidence shows that she was raped and very badly assaulted in that penthouse suite. Again, I don't write for these media organizations. Number two, let's go down. She was a mother. Again, she was a mom. I want people to have this thinking, this is a person that they parade around as a hero, that they promote, that has his own brand of whiskey. Huh? His whiskey brand is worth billions at this point. It really turns my stomach. And I hope after this broadcast, you other info warriors are going to go check this out and understand that I didn't make any of this up. I don't have anything to gain. And again, it's a microcosm of how if this were to come out on a mass level, right, they would manage it. And they have managed it in the past. When it started to come out in the United States, they had pre-taped interviews. They shut down reporters at press conferences. They managed the information. You see the same kind of playbook, what, with the war on terror, the Iraq war, Syria, COVID 1984, the list goes on. So this article here, here's the headline, right? Mom, who was accused of Irish sports star of rape, was found battered and bruised and also had bloody clothing, of course. And when you go through these things, I mean, it gives you the down, and everybody's at a bar, and there's cocaine involved, and I certainly don't suggest going out and getting wasted and doing cocaine. Bad decisions are made, okay? Bad decisions are made. But this woman, certainly from all the evidence I've seen, you know, did not think she was putting herself in a situation where she was going to be brutally beaten and sexually assaulted on a level that when we get to the actual WhatsApp messages between these journalists is very, very hard to stomach. Okay, so let's go down to one more article before the break. Woman allegedly raped by Irish sports star was choked during ordeal. There were clear marks of choking around the woman's neck shortly after the incident on Monday morning. The woman resisted and bit the man in question. Actually had a bite mark, okay? Again, somebody who allegedly showed up at the police station to turn himself in and say it was consensual at the time, and they sent him on his way. We are going to get to all the other details of this incident, why it's being covered up, who's behind it, not just Disney, WME Entertainment, Endeavor, huh? Ari Emanuel, Rahm's brother, you bet. Now is the time to go to Infowarsstore.com, make those purchases, go check out COVID Land 2, The Mask by Paul Wittenberger, and so much more. Support Alex Jones and Infowars.com.
Anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation, Great Reset Combine, trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes their transhumanist nightmare vision. suppressing the voices of good people all around the world and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. And that's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and Bandai video links. That's why we've got to share them now more than ever.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jones Show, I am sitting in for the second hour. And before we get to more of the very hard to read and listen to information about the evidence pertaining to, again, Conor McGregor, somebody who is celebrated in this infotainment, celebrity-obsessed culture, is indeed a violent, violent person who, what? Sexually assaults women. And when I say that, I'm not saying it in a light manner. A lot of people ask me, Jason, how is it that we live in a world where somebody like Dennis Hassert, who allegedly was raping young boys when he was a gym teacher and wrestling coach, we're talking about kids who were 10 years old in the fourth grade, according to some of the court documents. How is it that guy not only never goes to jail for that, even though he was labeled by a judge a serial child molester, but goes all the way up to the Senate and is the majority leader. And I say to them, it's because evil does have a very real power, okay? And those that embrace that evil, I mean, Star Wars is an allegory. Kills me that Disney owns it. for how much power you can actually have when you are that sociopathic and empowered by darkness. All right, that is about as dark as it gets. Dennis Hastert, by the way, not in jail. And another reason is because we've kind of accepted these things in society and we have refused to demand justice for so long. It's not just America. Again, you just saw the numbers in Ireland. 8% conviction rate. Again, what if that was your mother or your sister or your wife, God forbid, or your daughter? I got two little girls upstairs. I can't imagine. I mean, I don't know how I'd be able to control myself and maintain myself if something like that were to happen to them. And instead, I see the guys trending right now on Twitter. I don't know why. I would assume it's some kind of a Super Bowl, either commercial or he's there, or something that's totally and completely divested from reality or things that matter. Okay? So let's start going back through this. All right? And we talk about how brutal this was and how she was choked during the ordeal and how she bit the man in question. Okay? She was left with bruising after the alleged attack, while there was also suggestions of bleeding. When we read the WhatsApp messages, it said he had her in pieces. And it's worse than that, folks. It's something I really don't want to read on air, but we're going to read it on air. Oh, yeah, and he had been accused of this before. He was previously accused of attacking another woman in recent months at a separate venue. So over all the other things we just showed you from 2020 when he got arrested and not charged, okay, for whatever happened in Frisco, that's not even what we're discussing here, okay? It's not even what we're talking about other ones within the past few months. Please read these articles. Please understand that these are actually thorough articles, all right? And instead, what we're going to get now, as this progresses, is a hit piece that tries to, you know, of course, say there was no criminal charges again in a country where they didn't even name the guy and they have an 8% conviction rate. Just point that out, okay? And he was not just accused of one other assault, but several prior to December 2018. Okay, and again, all these articles, they're up there. Police source. There are reports of previous incidents that happened also involving the sports star and members of his entourage in Ireland. These also may be revisited. And still by this time, all right, now you're well into December. You'll see it gets all the way into January. She is in a deep state of distress. And she is absolutely terrified. She has allegedly been beaten viciously during the incident. And she is terrified for her life. She is in absolute fear. Part of the problem is the sports star is linked to people who are dangerous. Okay, what's that mean? Oh, I'll tell you what it means. He's mobbed up. Not only mobbed up, but on a national level, why wouldn't you want this to come out? And I'm also going to show how the media are cowards on this one. Ari Emanuel, who is the guy that was presented in Entourage as Jeremy Piven, that's the real guy to his right. That's his brother, Rahm. You know, Obama Rahm, Chicago Rahm, good guy Rahm. All right? He wants to buy all of the UFC. Ari Emanuel actually negotiated a deal before the big sell, because right now, only half of it is owned by Endeavor, right? And he negotiated a deal after the Khashoggi incident where the Saudi Arabians who'd already bought into the UFC and, you know, stood to gain financially just incredibly from a deal like that. They had to give back their stake. They just had to give it back for the money they spent. Had no rights to it because of the Khashoggi deal. That's how crazy the world is. And Ari Emanuel knows it. Ari Emanuel knows all this stuff. In fact, you know, before we continue on, I want to point out this guy right here, ESPN. This is a TSN broadcaster. That's the Canadian ESPN. And Mr. Bronstetter, he got a hold of my threads and my informations and my videos, and he started retweeting them. Well, that happened for about 4 or 5 hours, maybe even less, before he had to stop doing that. He knows what he did. He knows about McGregor. Okay, Kevin Iolia knows about McGregor. All the people that are in the press corps, they all know this. Okay, and they're all hush-hush about it. They're all acting like it's no big deal. It's a big deal to me. And it shows, again, media management. So just to let everybody know, again, extensive reporting on this. Forensically, the hotel room has been identified and examined by forensic experts. CCTV has been downloaded, and we have spoken to staff. The woman has handed over bloodstained clothing to the police, that's Garde, and that is now being examined, all right? She's still too afraid to make a statement after Christmas, okay, weeks after the incident, because, again, she's been beaten. Later on, when you read the account, she doesn't remember much until she was actually on the way to the hospital. I mean, this is a serious incident. So finally, when he is arrested, okay, I believe it was on mid-January, a little bit after, he goes in and he just tells the police it was consensual. They interviewed him and then they let him go. And that's it. That's a rap show. They waited and waited and waited. They waited, I think, over a year, maybe even a year and a half, before they said they were not even going to criminally prosecute this. Okay? And now we're going to get hardcore. Now we're gonna show you these WhatsApp messages. Now, I did people, first of all, were saying it was a hoax. Okay? But the bottom line was that eventually, after he was arrested, even though it was illegal to do so, and this is on the 18th, RTE, which is a huge international news organization, somebody inside leaked that it was McGregor who had actually been arrested. And still the U.S. media, they didn't report it. Think about that. The U.S. media on top of Disney is also covering up for a sports figure. Why would they be doing that? And RTE was threatened with like $250,000 fine for that leak. And then you look at this, and these, let's just say these numbers and otherwise, were connected to journalists, were connected to sources, and we're going to read them on the other side. And if you hear this information and you are not completely and utterly repulsed at the situation we're currently in, and every time you see that person afterwards, I don't know what to tell you. This is the Alex Jones Show. You need to support InfoWars.com. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Pick up the latest and greatest video they got out there, COVID Land. I know it comes with two other great films, Bohemian Grove. And listen, Order of Death. It's a film I used to show other people because it's so important to find out about these networks, the nepotism, and the real power structure behind the scenes. We'll see you for one more segment.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Something very rare is going on, and it ends in just 3 days as of the time I'm taping this announcement on Thursday afternoon. Coming up this Monday, the biggest sale in 4 years of high-quality, storable foods at PrepareWithAlex.com will end. That's 25% off, already the lowest prices you're going to find on high-quality herbal food at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, you can go to PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com, and it takes you to the same place. 50% off as well on super high-quality products like X3, the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. That sale is going on as well. It doesn't end on Monday. It'll end in a few weeks, but we're almost sold out of the product. Everybody needs to have storable food to be prepared, so become self-sufficient now with the best high-quality food at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. He may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Show. I am Jason Burmess, and we're going to go deep into media management in this final segment via this McGregor information. Why media management? Well, Disney itself has had a long-standing relationship with the media military industrial complex. What do you mean, Jason? Well, think about it. Disney was heavy, heavy media, especially for children and adults back in the day. And they worked vigorously with our military during World War II. You can watch those old propaganda cartoons with Donald Duck and others. That's just one aspect of it. When they wanted to buy up the land in Florida for their home base, what happened? The CIA created shell companies and then bought that land up at a fraction of the cost on behalf of this same agenda. And we're seeing more and more and more of that. I talk about signature reduction. I talk about the fact that these organizations like Google, okay, YouTube, really Alphabet, all of them, they are Trojan horse civilian systems for a larger agenda. And what we're going to look at here via McGregor and these WhatsApp messages is small-time media management. The first thing that is being discussed, okay, not whether he's guilty or not, none of those things, or who's going to really break the story and be brave and put this out there. No, no, no. The first thing they're talking about is that the Mail in UK is going to do the story, again, not naming him, saying Irish sports star, okay, but they had to get pulled into a massive meeting about it. We need to, what, manage this information. McGregor getting named for the rape either today or tomorrow, the Mail UK and Ireland pulled all of their staff into a massive meeting about it last night. Now think about this. This is a sexual assault case. Can you imagine what we're talking about when we're talking about COVID-1984, viruses, lockdowns, shots? Oh my, can you imagine? So let's move through this a little bit, okay? So this person talks about how this might not be 100% truth, but it goes into the fact that this woman knows a friend of the family, okay, goes and starts talking to the entourage, and, you know, they're having a big laugh about it. He says that basically he's going to be with her later. She says no in front of everybody, okay? And then they get back to the Beacon Hotel, and basically he's trying to get it on with her, and she's like, get off, and he starts getting handsy and physical with her. I want to be really careful about reading this, okay? Let's see, yes. She ends up slapping him, and he flips and beats her up and holds her down and rapes her. She's on her flowers, which means her period, so he actually rapes her you know where afterwards. She's obviously distraught and goes straight to the SATU in Rotunda, where they arrive and try to find out what really happens, but don't get a lot out of her. Now, you get into this right here, and it gets even more disturbing, again, with these journalists talking to each other. He didn't use a condom. He came inside her. He left her covered in bruises, and she had throat injuries, which were consistent with someone held in a chokehold like the ones he applied in the ring. His DNA was all over her. He tried to ride her vaginally and rammed her tampon up into her cervix, so she had to have it surgically removed. Surgically removed. And again, what does she get for trying to bring this guy to justice? Maybe she'll get some financial justice in March of this year when the civil suit will finally continue. Let that sink in. Let that story sink in, that that's been held from the public eye, that Disney is making all sorts of money off of McGregor and his name and his image. Okay, and how that, again, is just a small microcosm for how the world actually works. And that's why information is power, because they couldn't get away with that if more people were informed and knew that these articles existed, that the evidence existed. You could get into a plethora of other topics in which is the in which this is the case. Almost everything at this point, right? And that's why it's so important that we not look to China and what they're doing, other than to use them as an example as what not to do. Because we need to clean up our own backyard. Let me give you another instance of Mickey and the gang here. Mickey! Pre-COVID-1984, South Park, who I don't always agree with, who's actually attacked the 9/11 truth movement and myself personally, okay, puts out a stellar season going after Disney and China, and they use Winnie the Pooh, and it's pure golden sunshine with laughter mixed in between. Now there, they have such a tight authoritarian grip that within days of the broadcast in which their great leader Xi Jinping is compared to Winnie the Pooh and Randy Marsh on behalf of a Disney deal to have weed legalized in China, ironically, kills Winnie the Pooh, okay, they canceled not only that episode, but South Park. Let me repeat that. They canceled not only that episode, but South Park altogether. No, no, they didn't stop the show from running. They canceled it. They took the show away. 20-plus years of satire, comedy, and commentary gone. See ya. We'll see ya. See ya. And now, that's done by the state. But more and more, what are we seeing? In this country, we have it done by these Trojan horse civilian systems, the Googles, the Facebooks, the Twitters, right? The Disneys that are now in control of large sports operations, okay? Because ESPN and the UFC, they're like peanut butter and jelly right now, guys. You know, that's big money hustling. They got all the UFC pay-per-view rights in the United States. Okay, I don't have ESPN Plus for $7.99 or whatever they're charging me at this point because I care about anything else but the UFC. In fact, I can't even purchase a pay-per-view anymore in this country without having to bend the knee a little bit to Disney. Boy, that makes me upset. God, that gets me angry. So, again, it's up to you guys. Get this information out to people, and maybe, just maybe, not only will Disney be held accountable for associating themselves with somebody like that, but in the bigger picture, maybe Conor McGregor could be held criminally responsible for what he's actually done. Again, a microcosm for everything we talk about at InfoWars and on my broadcast is we want accountability. I'd love to see a fair trial where Fauci and the gang, where Andrew Capo Cuomo and crew are actually tried for their crimes and then hopefully convicted and put in prison for the rest of their lives. In my opinion, the same thing needs to be done to Conor McGregor. Did you just hear what I read to you? Did you just see all of that evidence? I hope you did. Folks, I am Jason Burmes. Although I have a thing called a YouTube or whatever, they constantly take that from me. I'm sure you're looking behind me, you're going, what the heck is Rockfin? That's if you're watching the broadcast and not listening. Rockfin, rokfin.com/Jason Burmes. That's where you can find all of my stuff, 100% completely uncensored. That's also how you can support my broadcast. If you do become a premium member over there, you get everybody else's premium stuff. Great other independent journalists over there. A lot of them on the left side, a lot of on the right side. You know, Cernovich, who comes on this broadcast, he's over there. Jimmy Dore, he's over there. And, of course, you get a whole lot of Jason Burmes and others. But most importantly, InfoWars.com constantly needs your support. They are under fire, not only from the mainstream media, okay, not only from the U.S. government, but really the predator class themselves that would like nothing more to have their great narrative control in a post-truth world where places like InfoWars.com and Alex Jones do not exist. So please, please, please consider getting in there over at InfoWarsStore.com, buying a bunch of DVDs, buy every DVD they got, make copies, hand them out, have those human experiences with your neighbors, friends, and family, and say, look, it's not about right or left. It's always about right and wrong. There is a predator class. They are making their move now, and we have to be very aware of that. Owen Schroyer is up next with The War Room. I hope you stick around. Check that out. And again, do everything you possibly can to support this operation, InfoWars.com, Alex Jones, Freedom, Truth, and Independent Journalism.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.